It is the review of Liverpool 4, Cardiff City 1. I've got Neil Jones and Sean Rogers with me for this one. We'll start, as we always start on this, talking about the approaches of the two managers, what it is that they're thinking before kickoff. I actually think me and you did press box together, Neil, and I actually think Warnock's interesting here. I think there's a couple of his players who, if this was the last game of the season, I reckon they'd be starting. Arter's one. I think there's another of his midfielders he decides he can do without, because Cardiff have got two games coming up. They've got Leicester at home if it goes ahead, and Brighton at home in the next couple of weeks. And you do sort of think that if you're Warnock, you want to make sure your best players are right for that, because you know what Liverpool at Anfield's going to be like.
Yeah, possibly. I know Arter had an injury, didn't he? He wasn't even on the bench. So I think you're right, he might have taken a risk with him for a different type of game, but not for Liverpool. You've seen managers down the years. I mean, I remember Rick McCarthy, I think he got an FA charge, didn't he? Did he get an FA for going to Old Trafford when he was Wolves manager? I think he made 11 changes. And I think he was right in what he said. You know, as much as it's not nice to sort of think that they're going to change this, but Mick McCarthy said, well, what's the point? Like, I'll go with my full strength team and get beat. He said, I could have my full strength team on Saturday against X, whatever team they're playing, and they'll be fresher. But and they didn't go too far down that road, but I think they were, you could definitely tell from the way that they were set up that their aim was to be within one goal with 10 minutes to go. I think it was probably the best they could hope for.
Let's avoid FA charges today.
It is worth pointing out that he, you know, as I say, he's got a couple that are on the line. He decides not to go with them. He's also without Rawls, so he's used every opportunity this season. He's suspended, so that might be in there as well for his horror tackle at Spurs. We'll come on to talking about the contrast between how they approach Spurs and how they approach Liverpool in a minute, Sean. But first, Liverpool manager does three changes. He does Lovren in at centre-back, he does Moreno in at left-back, and he does Lallana in for Shaqiri. For me, they're all about, I think with Lovren, they might be about rhythm, the idea that he needs to keep him playing where possible, because he's going to use him. The other two, you feel as though it's about partially resting the lad who's coming in, but in Lallana's case, maybe getting some minutes into the lad who plays the game.
Yeah. It's easy for me to say some of this sat here, or anyone. I think if you're in Klopp's shoes, it's a lot more difficult, I think. But I know for Robertson's a pretty easy one, really, in the amount of football Robertson's played, insane. And like we've said on the show before, that come February, March, you probably want as little changes to the 11 as possible, save for hopefully what's going on in the Champions League. You still don't want to be rotating too heavily at that point in time. So this little run of fixtures between now and Christmas is difficult, because he really does need to rotate in this spell and get games into everyone. So I think Moreno for Robertson's pretty straightforward. I'm a bit surprised at centre-half in that with Van Dijk having this rib injury, and I think this is really difficult for him. This is what I mean by it's easy for me to say here, but if I'm in charge, it's completely different, is that this is maybe the only little time you can wrap him up on a bit of cotton wool